WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Playing with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, nice day on tap again.
That's right. Yesterday was great. Today a little bit cooler, but still a very nice day. It's starting off comfortable across New Jersey this morning, mostly around the 60-degree mark, although the hilltops, northwestern New Jersey, and in the Watchungs, I've seen a couple of 40s on the temperature map this morning. Partly sunny skies ahead for today. Just some fair weather clouds. It'll be pleasant. Light winds, dry weather forecast for you. Upper 70s to around 80 this afternoon. Maybe more reminiscent of an early June day than a late June day, but we'll take it and run with it. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 60s, then mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid tomorrow. Again, upper 70s to around 80. There'll be a chance for a spot shower or sprinkle during the day tomorrow, but the better chance for rain by far will be tomorrow evening, tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Could be some downpours and thunderstorms, and then the heat is on as we clear out Thursday afternoon, 80s Thursday, 90s for Friday and beyond. Right now, Egg Harbor Township is 61, Irvington 62, and South River 60.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We told you about a wheelchair-bound student being denied the chance to get on stage to get her diploma from Homedale High School. The school superintendent has now apologized, but the family says that is not enough. We've got an update this morning, live from Patrick Labrie. Patrick?
Well, Eric, Dr. Robert McGarry says he continues to regret what happened and wishes there was some way to redress it. But Lily Portman's mom, Tracy Welch, tells us her family doesn't want a do-over. She just wonders how McGarry couldn't have noticed Lily, the only student in the entire school who uses a wheelchair.
Are you not there to acknowledge every student and congratulate them on their accomplishments?
Lily has type 3 spinal muscular atrophy and her wheelchair is motorized. McGarry says that was not brought to his attention. Welch says she notified the principal of the high school in early January about the wheelchair with an eye toward graduation. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures comfortable this morning, 50s and 60s as you step outside. Partly sunny, pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clouds will build tonight. There's a chance of a shower tomorrow, and then rain and thunderstorms possible again on Thursday. But then in comes the heat. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, it does look like there is some progress in the budget stalemate in Trenton. We'll have the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
All Jersey, all the time.
This radio station's the only thing that's keeping me in New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Might even see a 70 on the board this morning. It'll be a partly sunny, pleasant day today. Upper 70s to around 80. Rain is on the way, and that will then give way to some pretty brutal heat as we head into the weekend. And Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Governor Murphy says the legislature's budget has a nearly billion-dollar imbalance, and he'd unfortunately line-item veto spending if a deal is not made in the next couple of days. But he's also outlined the contours for a possible deal with just days left before the new fiscal year begins.
Governor Phil Murphy says he could accept a recharacterized corporate business tax and maybe tax amnesty as well as part of a budget agreement with Democratic legislative leaders.
I have said from the get-go, or at least over the past number of weeks, that there's a framework of available alternatives that I think could add up in some combination to a deal.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says he'd be willing to extend his proposed corporate tax surcharge longer than 2 years, though not make it permanent.
I've always said I'm open to extending it as part of a deal, but we got to get to what the deal is at that point. Right now, we don't have a deal.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The SPCA is trying to determine if somebody tossed two cats from a moving vehicle on Route 23 in Wayne. The dead cats were found on the side of the road Friday. They'd been hit multiple times. There is at least one witness who reported seeing the animals thrown from a vehicle. There has been a temporary change of policy at U.S. border crossings. The nation's top border enforcement official confirms authorities have abandoned, for now, the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy.
There's a misplaced focus on that it's not just about what happens at the border. It's about what's happening to these families when they're making the decision in Central America to try to migrate to the United States, when they're in the hands of Mexican cartels and smuggling organizations.
Customs and Border Protection officials insist the administration's policy remains in effect, but the cases can't be prosecuted because parents cannot be separated from their children. President Trump may be headed to New Jersey this weekend. Flight restrictions have been imposed around his Bedminster golf course starting Friday. Trump hasn't spent much time in New Jersey this year, opting instead for his Mar-a-Lago retreat in Florida. He did spend his August vacation at Trump National last year and 40 days in total at his Jersey retreat. Last winter, the water coming out of the taps in many Mercer County homes was purple, but Trenton Water Works insisted there was nothing to worry about. State lawmakers fed up with the nonsense and wants to implement some strict oversight of the water company that provides drinking water to millions.
Following a series of contamination and miscommunication problems at Trenton Water Works, Assemblyman Wayne D'Angelo is calling for a special Mercer County Regional Water Services Commission to be created.
They would have a little bit involved on the oversight. They would be involved with, you know, if there's employees issues, if there's quality issues, but there's need for upgrades.
People need to know their drinking water is clean, says D'Angelo. After all the problems at Trenton Water Works, we need to get things straightened out right away. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Bergen County school bus driver jailed this morning after two kids who rode his bus said he asked them for naked photos. Police will not say what district Brandon Mays Stubbs drove for or the name of the company that owned the bus. The students claim he sent them text messages asking for nude pictures. It's not known what got a restaurant patron so upset in Clifton, but he apparently didn't like the check. Police say 52-year-old Martin Castillo Valdizan flipped out when he got his check Sunday morning, grabbed a bottle, smashed it, then squared off with his waiter. The waiter tried to calm him down, but Valdizan headbutted him in the face, then scuffled with a police officer. He left the restaurant in handcuffs and faces multiple charges. Jersey Central Power and Light received a thumbs down Friday from state regulators on their proposal to construct a controversial high-voltage line between Aberdeen and Red Bank. But the folks fighting for the Monmouth County Reliability Project aren't yet admitting defeat, and those fighting against it have a feeling the war is not yet won.
JCP&L spokesman Ron Morano says the project as proposed was not accepted by the State Board of Public Utilities. Now the company needs to receive and review the written order before determining the next step.
Appealing the BP ruling is something that is allowed by the process.
Judy Musa with Residents Against Giant Electric, who spent $500,000 attempting to kill the project and covered neighborhoods with signs denouncing monster power lines, says they're still following the matter closely.
The signs haven't come down, so stay tuned.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We have a very pleasant morning and a really nice day today, but we are going to see a little bit of rain in the days ahead and then the potential for a prolonged heat wave. Dan will have the latest on that coming up in 2 minutes, then we'll recap our top stories next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, it looks like we get one more really nice day today.
That's right. And then we have to talk about some rain, and then we look ahead to the big-time heat that builds in starting this Thursday and Friday and potentially lasting through the 4th of July next week. A partly sunny day on deck today. No weather issues expected. Highs upper 70s to around 80. It's a few degrees cooler than yesterday, a few degrees below normal for this time of year. But, again, nothing to complain about. Increasing clouds tonight. It'll be quiet and dry and still nice, lows in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and getting more humid tomorrow with highs again upper 70s to around 80. We'll do okay during the daytime hours. There's a chance for a spot shower or sprinkle at any point in time, but it looks like the main body of our storm system, the best chance for rain will be tomorrow evening into tomorrow night and Thursday morning. There could be some downpours in there, some embedded thunderstorms as well. As the rain wraps up sometime on Thursday, we'll hopefully see some clearing late day. Now, Thursday's high temperatures will soar into the mid to upper 80s. That's at or just above normal for this time of year. And then the heat is on. Friday, most highs lower to mid 90s away from the coast with hazy sunshine. And again, temps in the 90s, heat index over 100 at times all the way through Wednesday of next week, which is the 4th of July. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state. Around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, The Homedale School Superintendent says he's sorry to a wheelchair-bound student denied the chance to get on stage for her diploma. The family says that's not enough. Lawmakers and the governor may be closer to a deal to avoid a government shutdown in the next few days, but there's still a long way to go. In sports, Yankees doubled up the Phils 4-2. Mets fall to the Pirates. Their losing streak now 7. Ben Simmons of the Sixers takes NBA Rookie of the Year honors. Your bus stop forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore for this Tuesday. Hey, ocean temperatures mostly in the 70s up and down the coast for the first time this year. Low rip current risk today, although an onshore flow, I'd maybe call it low to moderate risk. Be careful in the ocean, as always. 2 to 3 foot waves, your UV index at 9. Very high today. Sunscreen, still a very good idea. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, now 520.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Tuesday morning. The temperatures that are starting out for the most part in the 50s and 60s, but a stray 70 is on the board this morning. And up around 80 for the high temperatures today. Going to be a very pleasant day. But as we move into tomorrow, then we have some questions about some rain, some showers and thunderstorms. And then Dan's warning about the potential for an extended heat wave. Some very high temperatures are expected as we push towards the weekend. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The pilot of a small plane that made an unauthorized landing on a secure beach in Cape May is still missing. The plane was caught on video landing on the beach used for training by the Coast Guard, but when security got there, the pilot was gone. We now know that plane is owned by a company that flies banners along the beach. But the company says the plane was taken without permission. The FBI has joined the search for the pilot. 2 weeks after an SUV slammed into his hot dog stand on Route 9, Beachwood Councilman Jared LaCrosse is speaking out on the ordeal and the future of the beloved Wonder Wiener location.
LaCrosse describes the accident as the loudest sound he ever heard. 1 minute he was working at the Wonder Wiener, and the next he'd been knocked over by the SUV and pinned under heavy equipment. His injuries were so bad, he was airlifted to a hospital where he stayed for several days. LaCrosse's niece created a GoFundMe page to cover his expenses, and he promises to rebuild the stand further from the highway. The SUV driver has yet to appear in court. Mark Poplosky originally told police he fell asleep behind the wheel and drifted into the Wonder Wiener, but he's since changed his story. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The soft opening has gone well for Atlantic City's newest casinos. The new Hard Rock, formerly the Taj Mahal, and Ocean Place, formerly Revel, began welcoming gamblers on Monday. Gambling regulators say there were no serious issues, clearing the way for the big grand opening of both on Thursday. Meanwhile, Hard Rock will not be offering sports betting when they officially open. The property president says they're taking a hard look at the prospects, but no decision has been made yet. The Ocean Resort will offer sports betting, promising the best-in-class sports book on the boardwalk. Votech high schools in New Jersey are becoming increasingly specialized, popular, and expensive. Many regular school districts are not happy they're being forced to pay part of the cost to keep the Votech schools up and running under current Department of Education regulations.
Janet Bamford of the Jersey School Boards Association says it's not surprising some districts are expressing concerns about having to pay a portion of the tuition and transportation costs for students to attend vocational schools in their county.
School districts, of course, are limited by a tax levy cap, and for a number of years, school districts have experienced essentially flat state aid.
What we'd like to see, says Bamford, is a school funding formula that is fair and advances educational opportunities for all students in the Garden State. David Math, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:26. Enjoy today. We've got rain and then some pretty intense heat on the way. Dan has the details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, we'll have the latest on that wheelchair-bound student who was denied the chance to receive her diploma on stage in Homedale. And we'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
Love you guys. You're a riot.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets have been lower again today. Moves by the U.S. to gain an upper hand on trade with China weighing on the tech sector. Major U.S. benchmarks finished broadly lower as the Dow fell for the ninth time in 10 days, losing 1.3% of its value. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bashaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.